Hey there, welcome to the What's Your Thing podcast, where we're all about great conversations with interesting people.
That's right, I'm Brennan.
And I'm Caitlin.
There's something awesome about every person, a thing that makes them truly unique.
We want to know what it is about everyone, so we're asking,
what's your thing?
Welcome back to the What's Your Thing podcast. I am one half of the hosts of this, Brennan.
I'm your other host, Caitlin.
And we have our cousin Evan with us again, our resident expert on the carnivore diet, who was unable to make it last week. But Evan, you made some changes, or you're going to make some changes. Tell us what's going on with you. What have you been up to in the last couple weeks?
Well, so I took up the challenge there with Caitlin, stopping with her coffee, and I went to decaf, and aside from a very minor headache one day, I've pretty much just kind of walked seamlessly into that. And I think when we left off, I was bouncing somewhere between like 17 and 19 pounds down, and now I'm 25. So
you had like a 7 pound drop since we've seen you.
Yes. Well, it's been 2 weeks, and it's funny. I find, at least for me, my weight will fluctuate in like a 3 to 5 pound range. So I'll go up and down in 3 to 5 pound range, and then all of a sudden I'll drop out the bottom of that by 2 or 3 pounds, and then I'll fluctuate there for a while, and then I'll drop out. It's your body's doing things. Who knows exactly what? If I was some scientist, maybe I'd know. But that seems to be the way that it works for me. So you'll end up with kind of a stagnant period, and then it'll drop. And I use a fasting tracking app because I tend to do OMAD, and I just like to kind of keep an eye on what I've been doing. And I track my weight and everything like that on there. And I can see like every 3, 4, 5 days, I'll get that drop, and then it'll kind of plateau for a few days, and then I get that drop. But it's been fairly consistent here over the past probably month, and I've been back carnivores for like a month and a half, maybe a little bit more than that. So starting to fall into that rhythm again.
All right. So maybe that explains what's going on with me, because I had 0 pound change this week and just 0.5 inches overall. So my needle really hasn't moved. But I kept up with the no wine, and I kept up the carnivore diet. So I was a little bit surprised, but 3 weeks down 4 pounds overall, down, you know, inches, but zero movement from week 2 to week 3.
Well, bear in mind as well that I have a lot more to lose than you do. You definitely don't have that much to lose. And when I saw you there, what was it, last weekend, there's definite edges in you. So and you're going to notice more in your mood, how you feel, aches and pains, that sort of thing. If you kind of keep your eyes on that sort of stuff, and just your overall feeling, you'll see slowly but surely things will change. And I'm sitting here looking at you thinking that your skin might even look a little bit clearer on your face. Yeah, I feel like, since the last time I saw you, even redness in the cheeks, that sort of stuff. I don't see it this week. So I think there is changes happening. There usually is.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The secret to losing 5 pounds is quitting coffee. I couldn't.
Non-scale victories.
Are you still off the caffeine, Caitlin? No coffee?
I'm on decaf. I was not able to take it out of my routine. I found that.
Well, decaf's no caffeine.
Decaf's no caffeine. I think there's just a little touch, but you know, I was drinking at minimum 3 large coffees a day, and now I've cut it down to maybe 1 or 2 decaf, which is a huge change for me. I found that going carnivore in my social circles and work situation was already enough of a change. So having that decaf coffee kind of like keeps me connected socially, because you know, going out for dinner, I'm doing the modifications or looking for places like, you know, some types of cuisine you can't even go to because there's nothing really there. So I was like, I need something stable and normal to hang on to while I do this transition.
Look into making it bulletproof. That's basically what I do with mine. I add butter to the coffee. And with the change from the caffeine, but the fact that I had added the butter to the coffee and gone the bulletproof way of things. Now people add a little bit more than that in some instances, but if you look into it, it's just a little bit something extra to throw in the coffee. It ups your fat content, and it's it adds something to it, especially when you're drinking it black.
So is that something we can't predict the future, but is this something you want to continue with, no caffeine coffee, or are you just trying it out for the podcast?
I'm totally fine keeping off of the caffeine. I like the social aspect of it. Decaf is fine for me. I don't need to go back to caffeine.
For me, I mean, the social aspect to an extent, but at the same time, half the time I find myself driving around by myself in the truck. So
that's addictive.
I'm only really being social with myself, but I don't see a problem. I went to Costco. I bought the big bag of decaf beans. So I'll be drinking decaf at least until I'm done that. And we'll see how I feel at the end of that.
So what we were going to do tonight was I was going to look at the expected changes in women, according to, I kind of went the AI route with that, with backed up research. And I asked it, what are the expected changes in women after week 3 of the carnivore diet? And
Let's check it out. I'm curious. Let's go.
I can name the sources here at the bottom. I can share them if anybody wants to, like comment if you'd like to hear that stuff. But we'll just go through the points and we'll see, Caitlin, if there's and obviously if there's anything too forward to say, we're going to skip that one. But we'll go through it and tell me if this you can relate. So this is week 3 carnivore diet. Caitlin's been on it. The first thing they're saying is hormonal changes. Some women may experience hormonal fluctuations, changes in their levels starting on the carnivore diet. Could include a rapid drop, which may lower their expected hormonal whatever for their age. I don't know if that you can even tell that.
I can't really tell. I wouldn't be able to say no.
So the next one, weight loss. Women may experience weight loss while on the carnivore diet. The third week, they've reported significant weight losses within the first few weeks, but mainly in week 3 and 4. Some losing up to 25 pounds in 30 days. But you said no changes.
No changes week 3, hoping for, you know, a drop in week 4. I don't have a lot to lose, but definitely I think that there's, you know, I'd like to lose some still. 4 pounds overall, 3 weeks.
Evan had a point to that too, right? If you don't have a ton to lose, like what are you going to lose to start? And you lost inches, right? And that's, I mean, well, weight loss, that would be my goal.
And you got to think your protein intake is up. So, And what I found in the past is it's really easy to build muscle doing nothing on the carnivore diet. So, you know, you said you were doing yoga, I think.
I did yoga every morning for the last week. I did half an hour every day.
So, you know, you might even see yourself go the other way, because you'll find it's super easy to build muscle, to get toned. Little changes going on in your body where, you know, if you took a picture of yourself, of course, for your own volition, and then waited another 30 days and took another picture of yourself, you know, you'd see changes. It's hard to tell when you're looking at yourself every day, but your body composition is going to change, because when you're at when I got down to, I would say probably 220 to 215 pounds the last time. I could start to really see changes in my body. Whereas before that, I didn't notice it so much. Other people were like, holy smokes. And obviously my clothes were hanging off me and I had to change my wardrobe. But, I really started to notice the little subtleties in my own body closer to the goal. So I think that it's probably something that you're going to find, is you see those little changes start to happen in little areas. Like maybe you start to see that little crease on the side of your torso from where your abdomen line is and stuff like that. I think that's what you'll find. Your body composition is going to change, and the scale might not be, you know, showing it every single day, but you might be building just as much muscle as any fat that you're losing in that particular day. So
right. Well, the next one we're going to speak to, Caitlin, is one that they said might affect you in the first 2 weeks of the carnivore diet, but I'm curious to see how this is going to change. It's digestive changes. So they're saying improved digestion, reduced bloating, their common experiences after 3 weeks of for women on the carnivore diet. And it also leads to a sense of ease after meals, reduced discomfort for those who previously struggled with, like, you know, feeling lethargic or heavy or bloated after eating.
Absolutely. The bloating is gone. One thing, like, I have noticed is when you pull a pair of jeans out of the dryer, you don't have to struggle. Like, you know, like sometimes you have to struggle to stretch them out. That's gone. Yeah, no discomfort after eating, which is incredible. You know, not feeling bloated or heavy when you go to, like, by the time you get to bed, it's really nice.
And it's counterintuitive, right? Because in the past, if you were eating a big steak with a bunch of carbs, well, you'd be sitting there and you'd be struggling through it. At the end, you'd be thinking, geez, I feel so full and so bloated because I ate all that steak. But it's completely the opposite, because now you're eating all steak or all beef or whatever it is that you're having that night as far as meat goes, but you're having a big serving and you're eating as much as you can and you're full. But even afterwards, you're not really, like, stuffed to the gills. You're not bursting at the seams. But if you were to add in, like, vegetables or fruits or something like that that ferments, then you feel that bloat right away. So it's really interesting that that happens on this diet that way.
One thing that has happened that has been really incredible is my desire for carbs is, like, non-existent. There's been a few times where there's been desserts. I haven't wanted them. I'm not grabbing that bag of chips in the afternoon just because it's around. I'm not snacking in the pantry. Like, I do miss vegetables, but I think what I miss most is the ease of it, you know, because you grow up, like, not just having a steak, like, you have a steak and a side. And I was pretty good about, like, not having the fries or the potatoes, but, like, again, like with the coffee, it's the comfort and the ease of you know, dining, but the sugar cravings are gone. And I've never been on a diet where I've been in week three and thought I could keep this going, or and I don't feel deprived, and I don't feel like going to Dairy Queen and having, like, a double dip cone. I don't feel like having those packaged foods. And thinking about it now, never say never, but I don't want to go back to the packaged foods. Like, there's nothing in me that wants to make a box of pasta with a sugary tomato sauce. And I have noticed that, like, yeah, it's just gone. Like, there's been nothing that's taken away, because on every single other, like, quote unquote diet that I've done, and this is more of a lifestyle because I haven't counted a carb, fat, or anything, but in any other time I have felt depraved and I've dreamed about food and I've thought about nachos and think, why can't I have the pizza? Why am I that kind of girl that can't have the fries with the burger or whatever? And I don't want it anymore. So out of anything that's happened, that's the most incredible thing, is just that it's just taken away the desire for the junk food.
It's almost food freedom through restriction.
Yeah, it's incredible. The desire for junk food.
Sorry, Brian. I'm just laughing at that. It's an interesting concept.
It's very weird.
The next thing they're saying is the mental clarity, enhanced concentration. That's probably to do with the no sugar or whatever, the overuse of sugar. But they're saying mental clarity, enhanced concentration, improved mental clarity, often reported by individuals on the carnivore diet, makes tasks easier to accomplish and contribute to an overall sense of well-being.
Absolutely. And I'm not thinking about, like, what am I going to eat next? Or, you know, thinking, should I eat or something. Like, so much of my day was like, what am I going to eat? And now I can go a whole day and not even think about it.
And then the last one here is the physical changes. They're saying that you may notice physical changes such as improved muscle definition, reduced body fat, and just, like, overall sense of, like, strength. Is that something you could say? You're doing yoga, of course, with it.
Yeah, I don't know right now. I think in a couple of weeks, that's definitely something I could speak to.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty cool. Evan, you're miles ahead of this, but it's kind of neat to suggest, you know, you being our case study, you know, the carnivore diet being a relatively new, I guess, it's exploded onto the scene of mainstream, like, lifestyle changes. So you being our case study real in the field, it's kind of neat to see that some of the research is being backed up by what you're doing. And for those of us that are following us on this journey, Caitlin's journey, and Evan, you know, you're further along. We want to hear from you guys. What's your experiences with it? If you're on week one, how do you feel? If you're on week two, how do you feel? If you're on week 52, if you're on year seven, tell us how the carnivore diet has affected you. Do you agree with Caitlin? Has it changed your life for the positive? Are you never going back to those packaged foods? We want to hear this from you guys. Evan, anything you want to say before we wrap up?
I would just say that, yeah, if anybody's out there that is thinking about starting it or have started it, if you've got questions, anything like that, don't hesitate to reach out. One of us that's doing this, Uncle Shannon included, who's not here tonight, is definitely there to answer questions, or I can definitely point you in the right direction. There's so many good doctors out there that are involved in this field right now. And, you know, they've come to see the truth for themselves, mostly through their own health reasons. And, you know, if you've got type 2 diabetes, if you've got even things like MS or some kind of a seizure syndrome, or there's so many things that this diet seems to help. You almost sound like a snake oil salesman when you start telling people all of the different things that you hear that this does, or that you've experienced that it does personally. And, you know, I don't know at what point anecdotes from people start to just become evidence, but there's a lot of stuff out there. So if you've got health issues, autoimmune, that sort of thing, dementia, which they're calling type 3 diabetes now, basically, because it's the same process that's going on in your brain. If you've got something like that going on, look into the carnivore diet. It could change your life for the better.
And if you want to see some of these recipes, Caitlin and I are going to try some out. We'll throw them up on the channel. I got some good breakfast recipes, and we will try that carnivore pizza this weekend. So watch the channel for that. And Caitlin, good luck next week.
Thank you. Final week before I make my decision if I'm going to keep going.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys next week on the What's Your Thing podcast. Like, subscribe, share with your friends, and tell us what's your thing. So make sure to check us out, whatsyourthingpod.com. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, follow us on TikTok. Check us out. We're going to have a blast. What's your thing?
What's she been?